VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. We are awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And we need you to move your microphone just a tiny bit closer to your mouth, my dear.
If I put it any closer, I'll be eating it.
Just a little tiny bit, like
a
half inch.
I can't get it any closer. I can't.
There you go. Okay.
I'm going to turn up the input.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, because it's almost.
You just got low all of a sudden, that's all.
Oh, maybe I just have to shift my diaphragm.
We got some contact us emails.
Good.
And one of them is a feel-good story about the post office that started out disastrous.
Yikes.
This is one to send to our guy. Or is our guy not our guy anymore at the post office? What? Is it a woman now or something?
Yeah, Nick has passed the baton to, forget it. I'm having a moment, senior moment. I'll look it up.
Okay.
But we can.
We need to pass this one along to them, okay?
Okay, yeah, we can do
this
that.
This is from Judy Harper in Salem, Indiana, known on eBay as Judy BSA. She said, I just wanted to share my most recent experience with USPS customer service. I usually order a pickup at my back door when I have too many packages going out to fit into my mailbox. I did this on Friday night last week, leaving the packages out for the pickup on Saturday morning as I was leaving for the day. I came home late Saturday to find my packages still there. I went on to the USPS site where I normally order the pickup and clicked on Contact Us and sent an email with the pickup order confirmation number and my polite frustration with the fact that my customers were going to have to wait two more days for the delivery of their items. I thought it was important not to vent my anger on the USPS customer service person who just happened to open my email. Right. On Monday morning, I got not only an email in response from the national USPS customer service people, but I also got a phone call from them. I also got a phone call from my local post office carrier delivery manager, who apologized and promised that she would get to the bottom of things and get this fixed so it would not happen again. Within another day or so, I got an email from her telling me that a substitute was doing the route that day, and did not understand about carrier pickups. She told me that she was going to put a permanent message attached to my address for all substitutes to check for packages going out from my address. She also said she would retrain all their substitutes on procedures for carrier pickups. As frustrated as I was very impressed with the responsiveness of the USPS, both at the national and local level, to my complaint and their eagerness to retain my business with them. As eBay sellers, it is important that we have good working relationships with the companies and services that we hire to fulfill our customers' needs. I'm glad that I didn't rip them a new one in my email on Saturday night. I feel like the local USPS and I have a better relationship because we both focused on fixing the problem instead of just being angry and offended.
Oh, that's great news.
Isn't that a beautiful
story? I love it.
Story? I love that story. And it just goes to show you, doesn't it, babe?
It only shows to go you.
It really does. Okay.
Any more?
Yes. Gary,
what do you got?
Gary Henderson from Iowa. Mm-hmm. Known on eBay as GS exclamation 001 or 001, excuse me. Seller standards. We sell heating and cooling equipment and always upload tracking information within 24 hours of the sale.
Yeah.
Recently, we had our top-rated seller status removed due to eBay not having the ability to validate transaction with our regional carrier. We can prove on every transaction that we met the standards. I was told by eBay to stop using flat rate shipping and list using the freight rates to get around this. The LTL freight rates on eBay are always substantially higher than we flat rate ship for. Please help, and thank you again for the wonderful eBay radio conferences.
I'm a little confused. He says his regional carrier. Does he mean USPS?
We sell heating and cooling equipment and always upload tracking information within 24 hours of sale.
Right, got that part, yeah.
Ability to validate, eBay not having the ability to validate transaction with our regional carrier.
So I'm assuming he's not using USPS, UPS, or FedEx, which are the only three that we, for which we validate tracking. So if he's using some other service.
Well, they will, so eBay validates tracking on the LTL freight rates on eBay?
I don't know what LTL freight is. I have no idea. I confess to being totally ignorant
Gary,
about it.
Gary, call us, would you, honey? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, please.
So the way it works for non-freight, and I'm not even sure how it works for freight, but for non-freight, I do know this. So let me talk about what I do know.
Okay.
That there's only three carriers in the United States for which tracking can be verified through eBay. And that's USPS, FedEx, and UPS. Nothing else.
Okay.
So if you're using some other form of delivery with another a carrier that isn't one of those three, it won't be verified.
So I just looked up LTL.
Yeah.
It stands for less than truckload, which means the shipment does not completely fill an entire truck. An LTL freight shipment is typically palletized and ranges anywhere from 150 pounds to 10,000 pounds.
Right.
Large shipments over 10,000 pounds are usually moved by full truckload, which is FTL.
Right. So I guess that's an industry term, not necessarily a specific carrier. Is that what that means?
It's an industry term.
Right. And I don't know how freight works. I don't believe it's I can't remember whether that's exempt or not, but I do know that what I said before is correct.
Okay. I'm trying to read more about it, but it's, yeah. All right. Well, obviously, eBay must pay attention if people use the freight rates on eBay, because he mentioned the only reason he's not using them is because they're too expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, what does he sell again? Can you, I can't remember what that is.
You know, he didn't say what, heating and air conditioning equipment.
That's probably big and heavy.
Probably.
Yeah. I think there's an exemption for category. I don't know if it's in business and industrial. Is that where he's selling that? I need more details in order to...
Yeah, heating and cooling equipment.
I need more details.
Okay.
So if you want to send it to me at griffithebay.com with an item number and your user ID and more detail, I can probably give you a more specific answer.
That would be appreciated.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Love to hear from you. 888-723-4630. Also, I'd like to remind you to check out the eBay Radio Seller Resource Center. Just go to ebayradio.com and click the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then you hover over the Seller Resources tab. It's at the top of any Archives page, and you'll find Seller Tools and Services, the Sellers Group Directory, and Seller Events Calendar, a Seller Bookshelf with must-read titles, Seller Bookmarks, and Griff, these are very important. When people are finding them, they're thanking us for it. They link to various useful pages at ebay.com. That's what our Seller Bookmarks are about.
Oh.
So please go to the Archive site. There are a lot of seller resources there for you. Lee's tips are there, advice for the entrepreneur. It's all located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives.
Yes.
So there you have it. All right.
Yeah.
So let me see what else we have here that I wanted to go through. Oh, to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, you know, that's the one where we have Tuesday's secret word in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are still having problems finding it. To find the eBay Radio Group newsletter with Tuesday's secret word, you go to ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click the group chat link on the player. Even if you're already signed into eBay, they may ask you to sign in again at that point. Then right. You scroll down past the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons and select the second discussion post, the one with the word newsletter in its title, and you'll be able to join us in the discussion group, which is one above that, and you'll be able to get Griff's newsletter. And in addition to the secret word, you'll find instructions for subscribing to the newsletter in every edition, complete with screenshots. Then you'll receive the eBay Radio Group newsletter via email right in your inbox on show days. And some of you, many of you, have signed up for Lee's List, which is my newsletter that goes out twice a week, on once on Tuesday and on Thursday, to remind you of the show. But Griff's newsletter is really very important. So please, please sign up for that. And we want you to be a member of the eBay Radio group anyway.
Yeah, we do.
It's really important. So you can come and join us in the chat room if you like.
If you like.
So it can be important, right?
If you like.
Also, if you're, you can hear one, you know, our little one-minute advice from the community features? They play during the breaks in our live broadcast. You can also find them in the eBay Radio archives. You click the big blue Archives on Demand button at ebayradio.com. Then you click on the Features tab at the eBay Radio Archives website. And you can also hear them, by the way, via iTunes as well. All those nice one-minute features. All of whom come from the eBay community, from you listening.
They do,
right?
That's
now.
Right.
That's where they
from
come from.
You.
People who are actually in the trenches selling.
In eBay. The trenches.
Yes, who knew? So, Griff, what are you going to do for your week off? Ha ha. Like you and I are not going to work next week.
Actually, I'm working on finishing up the education specialist content for basic selling. So I won't be in the office, but I'll be doing that at home.
Well,
undistracted,
I will be dealing with my mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd rather do what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know you would. She was supposed to be moved into a nursing home today.
Yes.
But she's not. She had to have an operation this morning.
Oh, sorry
to
hear that.
So the beat goes on, babe.
It does. This segment was brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Dial us now at 888-723-4630. We'll take your call right after this here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 281.
Studies show our attention span is not what it used to be, thanks to technology. Janelle Elms is the visionaire of the OSI Rockstars. She explains the customer twitch.
Our attention span has actually become shorter than a goldfish. We are in constant partial attention. We're constantly checking things. We're checking our mobile 150 times a day. Now they watch TV with also an iPod and their laptop and an iPad. Almost three-fourths of people now can't just do one thing anymore. So our customers, in order to get their attention, we have to realize that they have this twitch technology-wise.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Get to that phone right now and call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number, 888-723-4630.
Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, our buddy. Black and gold gifts, we hardly hear from you, Tom. What's going on?
Well, I've been busy, Lee, and I sympathize with you about your mother. I understand what you're going through.
I know you do, honey.
So, just do the best you can.
That's all you can do.
But I have two mini rants and a question.
Okay, mini rant number one.
Mini rant number one. When eBay offers free listings, why must you opt into them?
I have no idea.
I can't think of any reason why anybody would opt out of them or be upset if you gave them free listings, so why make it so difficult?
I don't know.
And the only reason I bring it up is because Charity was doing some listings, and she saw, oh, free listings, wonderful. So she did her listings and didn't know that she had to opt in. So
oh,
that's me, rant number
point.
One.
Good point. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why that's the case.
Mini rant number two. eBay store at eBay, where you buy eBay clothing.
Oh, yeah, eBay. The eBay shop, yeah.
The eBay shop, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of selection, but the rant that I have about it is I have a shirt that I'd like to buy.
Mm.
And, you know, your advice to us is always, always put the measurements in your listing, right?
Yeah.
They don't have any measurements on anything.
Yeah.
They have sizes, but since I've lost some weight and I'm in between sizes, measurements would be great.
Well, first of all, congratulations on losing weight.
Absolutely.
Well.
And secondly, that is not owned by eBay. The eBay shop is an outside.
Yeah, they're contracted,
company.
And it's not actually a store on eBay. It's not. They're not eBay sellers.
Now I understand that.
Yeah.
But it does seem odd, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, because most retailers now do provide some sort of measurements. You should let them know.
You know what? Yeah. I'll let them know.
Oh,
I'm going to call her up. Yeah, I'll call her up and let her know. Donna, if you could make a little note about that for me, I'll call her up. Because that's a good idea. She should be doing that.
So now my question.
Yes.
Leah, I guess it was a week or so ago on one of the shows you had mentioned that you and Griff had one time, I think you said you and Griff had one time broadcast from the
the AMD.
Right, in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been to the convention center, you've seen the show, right?
Right.
Yes.
It's a 5-day show. In your opinion, how many days does it take to really cover the floor?
Depends
on how old you are.
It's 5 days. It's huge.
Okay, well, let me preface that. We're going to get scooters.
4.5 days.
Yeah.
4.5 days.
It's big. It's fascinating, too, but it's very big.
Yeah,
it just depends. You know, some people go there, believe it or not interested in looking at new things. They want to look at the things they already sell and what's new with them. In other words, they're in a niche. But most people that go there are looking for something new and great to sell.
It's huge.
Well, we're looking at March, and it's the first time, so you know, we want to look at the whole place. We have no idea what to expect. So
yeah, so give yourself at least 3 days.
Okay. That's good advice. That was what I needed to know.
All
fantastic.
Right, Tom.
Thanks for calling.
How are you doing otherwise, honey?
Okay. You know, life is different now, but we're moving on and having a little bit of fun. Went down to the Outer Banks a couple weeks ago. So we're getting to do things we couldn't do before.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. There's a lot of weird things going on in this house since my dad passed.
I'll tell you, he and Charity took good care of that man for a long time, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our eBay sellers, you know, they've got elderly parents at home that they're having to do this thing with. I read an article, you know, baby boomers are now you know, they're old and they're having to help their parents.
Yep, that's our lot in life.
That's our lot. It's an unusual situation. Hey, Tom, thank you so much. Nice to hear from you, and I'm glad you and Charity at least got some time to go have fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, life gets in the way of your eBay sales sometimes, Griff.
Well, especially if you're sole proprietors with no
That's
no
right.
help.
Exactly.
It can take up a lot of time.
Yep, it does. You know, something that I want you to be thinking about over the break, Griff, we got a contact us email that's very interesting.
Okay.
It is from Will in Mesa, Arizona, known on eBay as Costume Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
He says, does eBay listen to these broadcasts? It seems you both agree with a lot of the problems and user solutions that sellers faced listing on eBay. Mm-hmm. I would like to see eBay actually implement some of the solutions we all agree upon. So think about that email on the break, and we'll talk about it when you come back. Because, you know, many times on this show, Griff, you have said, I don't agree with what they've done about this. And
We've done,
and maybe...
Yeah, I can't divorce myself that
yes,
far.
Yes, you do say, I don't quite agree with
Just wait till your father gets home.
Yeah, maybe we can change it, maybe we can't. Sometimes you say that is not going to change.
Yeah.
And sometimes you say, you know, we'll talk about it and see what happens.
Yeah.
But think about it over the break. This is a good discussion to have because I've been asked that same question by a lot of people in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
You know, exactly where you stand. You're an employee of eBay. I'm not. I'm a consultant to eBay, but you're an employee.
We'll do that in the second hour. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, the marketplace for wholesale inventory. Call us now, 888-723-4630. We'll take your call right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.